Before we begin this episode of the Cutting Mat Podcast, it's important that we note that them Cutting Mat boys, TM, are not experts at anything. Well, Tino can draw. He's an expert at drawing. And Joel memorizes the price sheet for American-made truck nuts every year. And I guess Brandon can burp really loud, but you really shouldn't trust us on anything.
I'll say, I know everyone's thinking it. 9/11 was a bad time in America.
So sometimes the Cutting Mat boys get things right, but that doesn't mean we're experts on anything.
And we shouldn't say them either.
I mean, that one we probably should say.
Yeah.
I don't think as a society we've recovered from that shared trauma.
No, no. All the art changed. You notice all the school art changed when 9/11 happened? Before it was so whimsical. There were skulls. There were fucking giraffes riding roller coasters. There was Albert Einstein taking a bong rip. Like,
who the fuck is Albert Einstein?
Albert Einstein. He made the electricity go real good.
Oh, fuck, Albert Einstein.
That's right.
You said Einstein. Oh.
Yeah.
I thought that was Albert Ernstman
Fieldberg. Albert Einstein. Albert the man Ed. With the golem. With the, he had the crazy ears with the ear hair in them.
Wait.
Wait. You're just...
I should rephrase. Them Cutting Mat boys are actually experts at history.
Yeah. Oh, certified. I went to school for it.
We went to school for history. Well, I guess we're also experts at...
Yeah, 9th through... Yeah. 9th through... I stopped paying attention in 10th.
I got my degree in history pretty early on.
Yeah, like
you I watched Wishbone as a kid. I don't want to brag.
I at least graduated. They kicked me out of school after 12th grade. Did you know that?
After 12th grade?
Yeah, after 12th grade.
They kicked you out of the public?
Yeah, I knew, I tried to go I knew, back to get I knew lunch. Too much history.
Yeah, my 13th grade class was amazing.
I love 13th because all the lunches were free.
In 13th
But grade? I didn't have to learn anything. Except for when the cop comes and
and he's like, "Hey, get away! Get away from the dumpster!"
So,
is that your skateboard? And you're like, "Technically, it's mine because I found it." And then the cop's like, "Finders keepers isn't a real thing." And then you're like, "Well, technically, I didn't find it."
And then you try to grab his gun.
Well, that's just a normal
finders keepers. It's not in his pocket. It's outside of his pocket.
And the other thing is, you know, philosophically in America, we have the right to their arms.
Yeah.
We have the right to their arms.
Everyone's arms. We should have the right to them.
Is it their? No, it's...
We have the right to their arms. No quartering of soldiers.
Yeah. No cornbread. No soldiers.
No cornbread.
No rules.
And the First Amendment, that also...
That's my Declaration of Independence of the Constitution.
I declare.
Which one's the First Amendment again?
Independence.
Is that the not indicting yourself?
No, First Amendment.
I learned everything about government from Command and Conquer, Red Alert 2.
Yeah.
So I know Yuri's
Tim Curry,
out
man.
There.
Yeah, I was about to say, was that the
Tim
one with Tim Curry?
Yeah,
dude, Yuri is out
I
there, man.
That.
Tim Curry was
the music
man.
In that game.
Bro,
was amazing.
It was fantastic.
If I ever go off the deep end, I am getting Yuri's face tattoo right in the middle of my fucking forehead.
And let me just say from all of us at the Cutting Mat Podcast.
And that point's close.
It is. I believe it is. But I did just want to announce Kirov reporting.
Oh my. Unit ready or whatever it's
Unit
nice
ready.
Cock.
Unit ready.
Unit ready. Insufficient funds.
Are you sure you need so many of us, boss? What are we gonna do? We're gonna charge a bunch of tanks?
Why is that engineer just running by himself already to your building? What the fuck?
Oh, God.
I don't remember any of the quotes from that game. All I remember is something be doing. That's from Warcraft, I think.
Oh, God.
More work? Something be doing? Okay. Okay.
That shit was nuts. Tino, sinus.
Corky?
Okay.
Officially sinus.
You're not an expert at this, but We'll let you dry
okay, for a little bit. We won't tell mom,
Don't tell mom.
Don't tell Cutting Mat Mom.
Don't tell
Cutting Mat Mom doesn't need to know about this.
All right. Hi, everybody. I forgot how to sign in. Oh, welcome to the Cutting Mat Podcast. I'm Tino, your sign in, sign off boy, also known as Big V Roman, all over the internet. I am not a expert at anything, but I do draw and I do graphics.
He said doo-doo.
You fucking prick!
And I like selling my wares at conventions so I can meet all your pretty faces.
And your art. And your art,
and
too.
My art.
You like to sell your art, too.
All that dude
is my wares. That's my wares. My wares is my art.
Underwears, overwears.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about your underwears.
Yeah. Underwears.
To my right today is the one and only Brandon.
Hi, I do mecha genre on internets and on, I don't, everything? I just do mecha genre on everything. It's on my driver's license now.
We got fucking organ donor, mecha genre.
Mecha genre. If I die, donate all of my plastic models, please.
Oh, man. Wait, can I get like a black metal?
I did want to announce we were deemed just recently the most professional podcast by the Sri Lankan government.
Yes. We want to thank them very much for that.
We really appreciate it. Unfortunately, that award won't kick in until 2053.
Well, so, it's like interest. It grows over time.
Right,
it's
grows. That's what I'm saying. So right now we're in the negatives.
Yeah, we owe them a lot of talking.
It's expensive to buy those. Yeah. Those awards are not cheap, especially if it's like a most professional award, especially a most professional award for our podcast.
I'm just going to say, make sure you look at the seller's history on eBay before you make a purchase.
And every time we get an award, like when we bid on an award for a country, we check that country's feedback. Yeah. And some of the countries, good feedback. Antarctica, the only one. That's been positive so far.
Pretty good.
I would say it's fine.
Texas, the country of Texas had a good
ratings. Tejas, I think, is what they...
Tejas? Yeah. They go by Tejas now?
Yeah, they get Tejas, Okay. It's been legally changed. Yeah, Tejas.
I've been wondering
that
what's
been
going
good.
On.
That was pretty
good.
Well,
I mean, that's
one.
What the Tejans call it, I guess. The Tejans are pretty serious about that.
Tejans.
Okay. Yeah. Like Bobby Hill and the King of the Hill.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know Texas about.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Music.
Muzak, actually. They also changed that one. So the Tejan Muzak, that's a pretty good...
It's pretty good. Tejan Muzak?
That's what they're going
They've also got a tasty lager called... what was it called?
I don't know.
It's called beer, I think.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of the beers.
Strickland Propane?
It's delicious.
It was... is Paw Tuck a Pat, right? No, that was a different show.
I also like that. That's also a good... Oh, dear God. We got an episode for you today. This episode is a podcast.
Yes.
You're listening to it with your earballs right now, and we're going to cover a topic. So, you know, we don't like script our podcast. You could probably tell. We did want to cover. So, you know, last week we lost our damn minds. So this week, I think maybe it's going to be good to talk about what it's like to hobby in kind of a weird post-apocalypse.
While our minds are gone.
Yeah. So, like, there's been a lot of content recently on the YouTubes and on the Spotify's from the podcasts about how hobbies can help your mental health. We've never touched on that topic before. So, you know.
What is mental health?
What is a mental health? And, you know, when Bailey was on, he was a real psychologist, which means that we are not experts at whatsoever.
Yeah, all that, really.
We have no credentials except for the most professional
I will
award.
Say, we have Bailey's blessing.
Yeah, he didn't specifically say that to us, though.
No, but it's applied. It's the implication.
I don't think the implication...
It's the implication.
But he's
it's
like
the
a
Dennis
real.
Method.
He's like a professional psychologist. Nothing but open ocean.
We actually had to go into no Spotify laws. And iTunes and cross out the credential with a crayon.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. You will notice that if you go into Spotify.
It's right under like all of it.
When you hit that follow button, follow our podcast, you'll also see the crayon scribbles.
It kind of it's not really catfishing, but once you follow it, it does go away.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, get the seasons
and you can't
in.
Unfollow
it's not catfishing.
It.
It's
no,
a lie.
Yeah, you can't unfollow it.
It's
actually.
A lie, no though. Button. Yeah. It's not catfishing. It's just a lie.
Yeah.
It's good business.
That's
good marketing.
Show, though.
That's what I would say.
I like catfish. They did something weird though. I think
was the guy's name was like Ferb,
a Furby or Thurb, something.
Thorb, Thorb. Norm,
Thor.
Norb.
His name was Thor.
Well, it might be a different show.
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, there's been like since the pandemic days.
Do we have problems focusing as a podcast? Maybe we should discuss this in a different.
I literally have ADHD. Take medication
I know.
For
yeah,
it.
I'm aware
Our
of this.
Our whole podcast is just a bowl of medication.
Accurate. Yep.
And drugs, mainly just weed.
And we could talk about...
That's really the only drug.
I mean, drug.
Well, Adderall, but that's from a doctor, so okay. I was told that was okay.
I did just drink a Monster Energy drink.
That's
so
practically
that's another
crack. No,
accurate.
That's just,
God. Yeah. And beer. But the important thing is let's talk about doing stuff. So like there's, if you listen to the right kind of hobby content, especially in the Gunpla community, that you'll probably get the feeling from them.
We're all depressed.
That we're all,
yeah.
That part's true, though. That part is true.
We're all depressed.
That we are all looking, that their mental health, there is a mental health crisis in the world right now due to the post-apocalypse. But also, you'll also get the idea that, like, building model kits is a cure. It's like some kind of fucking miracle cure-all. Hey, just do this hobby and your depression will be cured.
Stay off Twitter, everybody.
Yeah, no, just don't go to fucking Twitter.
Stay off Twitter.
I have
before we go
Twitter
forward
is.
At all, never try to self-diagnose what your brain's doing.
Like, don't try to do your own plumbing.
Seek a professional.
Yeah, don't. Yeah. Yes.
Seek a professional.
Don't do your own plumbing. Get a professional.
I will say, there's. We always try to talk about like resources and shit with the Carillion Project. There's a lot of good resources in that. So if you want to see, you know, some good mental health resources from people that build scale models and have depression and all kinds of issues, that's a good book to read.
But like, if you're not going to do your own dental work, I own a pair of needle nose pliers. It doesn't make me a dentist. Well,
I mean, desperate enough.
Bad example, I think. Maybe. Yeah bad example.
A lawyer.
It makes me a lawyer.
I know everything about bird law, but it doesn't apply to human law.
I would say that's a bad example because with these mental health issues, like, that would be like a specific type of law.
About birds.
Well,
mainly focusing in birds.
My diagnoses of anxiety do not come from bird lawyers.
They
though.
Fly
they come
fast
from actual
for a
doctors.
Reason. They could slow down.
You're going too fucking fast, birds.
But it's all the cameras inside of them.
If there's any listeners,
it's all that circuitry getting in the way.
Birds aren't real, and I just want to emphasize the fact, do not trust them. Not trust them.
They come from a different kind of planet. They're built different,
They're built different.
Y'all watch Jurassic Park?
Uh-huh.
That's what happens when you encourage birds.
Never let a bird think it has anything on
any of
you.
They start self-replicating and turning into giant monsters.
Don't encourage them.
Don't give them lysine in their diet.
When you see a bird, say, fuck off, like, you piece of shit.
Don't you go getting any ideas.
Actually, they're just reading from my speech for the Sri Lankan Ministry of Professional Podcast. These are all excerpts
fuck
that
you
I
birds.
Fuck you birds. And they're like, "Oh yeah, we're definitely giving them
give
these.
This man
these
a
are
Lord.
The these are to a standing ovation. No, oh, they know about birds. Yeah, we got to give it to
and
them.
And they have a
they
dislike for the birds.
Oh, also have a dislike.
You
this
can,
is
sorry. If, I every time I listen to Built Sideways, I end up talking like fucking Julio and have my clipping nubs accent on. I'm like, "Fuck those birds! You
fuck you, birds!
Who's got a joint?"
That was one of my favorite parts of.
I gotta calm down. All right,
everybody, relax.
We're talking about depression.
We went a little too far with that one.
All Jesus right. Christ!
So,
you guys,
overall, there's a massive, and not just in Gunpla, like every medium I follow, like beat producing to fucking T-shirt printing, there's some type of conversation, whether it be, you know, in the right mindset of like, I truly want to help people versus, you know, content creation.
God, the content creation.
It's happening, which is dope.
It's a difficult thing for us to say because we're making content now.
Yeah, about the same shit.
But like, I don't want to be like, we're not obsessed with our content. We do this because it's fun. And we want to tell the truth about content.
It puts us in the perfect position, though.
It kind of does. We're content creators that don't give a shit about
content.
We're content
creators talking about content creators for our content in a creator blender. If you really think about it, if we delve deep into this.
I think that you might have just signed on for DuckDuckConCon 2023.
Let's go!
Boom!
Please wear a mask.
Creating content creators, semicolon, the creation of creators that content to contain the content that they create.
Yes.
It's called content creator, content creators. Nope. Boom.
I felt my brain twitch.
Yep. And you know what that is? That is mental illness. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Let's get
into
on topic.
This.
Yeah, let's go, baby.
Yeah, dude. I've also seen this resurgence of all these hobby people trying to get you to do their hobby because they say that it cures X mental illness. That is a bold statement.
That is a very
You've got to wonder if they started saying that ironically to begin with.
I don't know. It could be.
They believe it, and that's the issue, right?
Well, I've seen what you're talking about, where it's like Pokemon, you know, fucking cured my depression.
Pokemon go to the polls,
because I get serotonin when I spend money.
That's a joke.
That's an ironic joke.
The 5 seconds money of serotonin you get when you like crack open the pack or something.
You get bullshit.
Yeah. That is 100. That's angry. Dopamine, man. I guarantee the serotonin. Well, you open a pack and you fall asleep. No,
fuck
dude.
You get
this
right
dopamine from that.
Strike.
Yep.
Shout out Vaughn and Kermit out there.
Vaughn and Kermit are appreciating.
Yeah.
Vaughn and Kermit actually. I recently gave those guys a satellite dish to play Beyblades on. They are serious about.
Oh yeah.
Dude, they're out. Beyblades are done.
I know they're
Pokemon
done.
TCG,
it's just that.
Boy.
But they were they kicking ass don't do name. Anything halfway and
no,
not doing something.
In.
But going full in actually does help with mental illness. I want to talk about that somewhat. People will claim that you can cure mental illness using hobbies. And I think that a better word for that might be treat. Like maybe you can somewhat improve your condition. The problem is it is difficult to cure. It's difficult to make claims about curing for anything, honestly.
Especially mental conditions.
Yep. We don't really understand brains. Brains fucking suck, honestly. I'm not a fan. I'm not going to.
I would love a new one.
Yeah.
The brain takes something and just holds on to it
way too hard.
It's kind of like.
Too hard and way too long.
Yeah, like if my brain was a person, it'd just be constantly kicking me in the balls, like constantly.
Yeah. Just.
Boom! Ha! Fuck you!
Yeah.
I'm your brain. Like I don't know. That's what brain. Yeah, you can't do anything to me. I'm your brain. I make you have homeostasis, fucker. Ugh, homeostasis. That's another topic, though.
Yeah.
Just fucking staying alive, doing biological things. It's making fucking energy.
I would never
cellular respiration.
God damn it!
Fucking lactate dehydrogenase.
If it was a couple of years ago before I started like taking care of my brain and doing therapy and taking medication and blah 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 blah, blah, I probably would have been in that mindset of Gumpel definitely may be better or cured my depression
because it cured it.
At the time you were feeling something because you're doing something instead of the depressing thing that you were doing before. And that I'm not going to lie, because when I first started Gunpla, I wasn't on medication or anything, wasn't seeing a therapist. Mm-hmm. And that's how it felt. It felt like, holy shit, this is life changing.
It's like something's getting better.
I'm building shit. Yeah. I'm interacting with people. I'm making friends. But then like when I started to seek a professional and address my mental health, is when a lot of that like weird cloak that was over all the bullshit that you were experiencing when you are in the hobby starting out and interacting with people and not seeing red flags and shit like that, that shit came back to a point where like I had to talk to someone about it. The mindset changed once you start seeking professional help, and
because there's good things and bad things about doing any kind of hobby. And especially in cases where you're in a community, you know, working with a community can really improve the way that you experience your hobby,
and your life too.
Because there are mental health benefits of doing a hobby with other people who enjoy your hobby.
Yeah,
but like Joel said, you got to remember that it's not all going to be positive. Like it might, you know, you might, you find you a bad community, you're going to have a negative experience, you know, and you're not going to like, I want to keep on going back to this. I don't think that you can cure depression with a hobby. Like that's a fucking illness that needs treatment.
I mean, a lot of it stems down to what your depression is coming from. Is it chemical imbalance where you literally have to take something
like,
to fix it?
Do you have the physiological mental illness, or is this like, do you have a real diagnosis from a doctor or not? That's the other thing that also, you know, some of it is
exactly.
Having a hobby is a way of, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not cope. It might be cope.
Distract for sure.
I don't
want
to say relax. Yes.
Recharge.
Distract, sure. Recharge. Yes, obviously. But like it's,
occupy.
It's not. It's
Occupy
not coping.
Baby
it, it
Street.
Might be a version
boom.
Of coping because like you're using your hobby to learn how to relax.
Yeah.
To turn your brain to a different frequency so that you can try and let go of all those things.
Yeah.
That are bothering you, and you can just focus on what you're creating.
It's like when you play video games. In a sense.
That's right.
It's the same thing. Gaming is a hobby. Every time you pick up a new game, you're relearning how to use buttons.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You're learning new systems.
Or you're trying to get better at a game you like to play.
Or you're trying to get better. Yeah. You're trying to raise that KD ratio, or you're trying to figure out how to time a certain spell properly with a physical attack.
Just keep your brain occupied for sure. Yeah.
Rachel's been playing Little Big Planet 3.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because we got that streaming shit on there.
Oh, and those are such good games.
Bro, and she goes hard on that shit.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I tried playing it. I was like, what in the fuck? There's two different dimensions going on.
Yeah. So it's a three dimensional game, but you're playing on two dimensions.
Oh, geez.
You're not just like going through a stage.
Yeah.
You're building. And you're manipulating.
Yeah, it's dope.
And it's cute as hell.
It is extremely adorable. It is good textures too. It's just got
good aesthetic. How when she plays like video games or like Animal Crossing or something is how when I play video games or build a model or do whatever is that this is how I want to distract myself and how I want to cope and how I want to relax. Because I know it's giving me a different feeling than I'm having right now.
Yep. It's like, let me escape.
But it's not
going to
cure anything. It's not going to make my depression go away. I'm still going to fucking have it.
But there's ways for it. It'll help, though.
It helps you go away for that moment.
You achieve something also.
It eases it a little bit. Yeah. You have just that moment of time where the only thing that could be even mildly frustrating is...
That's it,
doing that thing.
Yeah.
And that's not even like frustrating.
No,
you know?
Because it's a fun problem you're solving.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're wrinkling your brain a little bit more to get through this process.
Well, but that's like, those are the kind of achievement, like sometimes you just need to have an achievement so that you can feel like, so for me, my biggest issues with anxiety have to do with like feeling like a piece of shit all the time because I never accomplish anything. So hobbies really do help me with that because I have a physical accomplishment that I can look at and say, hey, I did something today.
And on top of that, you've got a timeline of your start to the end.
It's like, look.
You're taking pictures along the way. You're comparing your notes. You're adjusting.
Right.
And you're, like you said, like, and the big thing with that is setting goals, and you're doing all these micro tasks and goals and practices in a sense, because
basically you're checking stuff off. You're checking things off your list. I did this. I am doing this. Like there is a true sense of accomplishment that you can get from doing a hobby that is on top of the potential distraction or escapism that you get from doing that hobby as well. This is what Ellery and I talk about this all the time because she is an avid video game player, but she always 100% every game that she plays, which means that she doesn't play very many games.
I was going to say, she's not playing a lot of games, huh?
Her go-to is she 100% the Lego Jurassic Park game.
Oh, there's so much fun
over
to play.
Over and over again. But the interesting thing is she's like on her third go-around at 100%ing this game. I think she'll start speedrunning pretty soon. I don't know. It's only a matter of time,
really.
I was
going to say, that's just a matter of time at this point.
But she picks a thing up and just like zones out and just focuses on this game. And
like a hyper-focus.
Yeah, and it helps her escape from, you know, it helps her avoid the problems that she doesn't want to deal with. And this is all coming from her as well. But she's also aware that avoiding problems is a good way to make mental health worse.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to, like, there's
a balance.
Pluses and minuses. There's always a balance. We're not experts in anything, but we are experts in balance. We're not experts in balance.
No, I fell off my bike and injured my knee. I haven't walked in 3 months, Brandon. You know, I can't
what was
balance.
That, you're supposed
I
to
walked
like
into a tree walking ZD the other night. So
yeah, I think you're the only balanced man here.
I'm not even balanced, honestly. Like I don't know what I do everything to excess to the point where there is no balance, and everything I do is escapism, and I don't know what drink responsibly means. So like, this is a strange situation. I don't know, man.
I need an adult.
I need an adult.
If we step back, because like what we just talked about was two very fucking complicated sides of like
it's too complicated. We're into the podcast here, we can't cover it, so we'll talk to you guys. Bye.
I'm throwing the towel in. I'm done.
We're done with this one.
If you step it back, right, and you're having this great time with this hobby that you really enjoy, blah blah blah, And we talked about how, you know, communities are a lot of different people. It's a huge range of ages to mental health states,
not just
to
different
beliefs.
People all over the world.
Yep. Yeah, literally all over the world.
Some of them might be birds. Like, you don't know.
You don't know this stuff until you check their organs.
Yeah,
you got to check for the cameras.
If they have circuits instead of meat, bird.
Yeah, bird.
It's okay if they're mole men, though. Mole men are fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
no, it's okay.
But if you take that back, there's so many people.
They're people, too.
That view the hobby time as 10 different fucking things.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Because if you're telling someone, oh, this can cure depression, the person that does commissions for a living, that's not going to cure depression.
That's fucking stressful, man.
I'm sure they have mental, stress-based mental problems because of the hobby they're involved with.
But also at that point, is it a hobby?
Is it a hobby or is it a job?
Yeah. It's a jobby.
It's a jobby.
It's
all jobby. Wow. Who's also a Gumbler reviewer, I think. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I don't really watch a lot of that stuff. But
that's true.
Yeah, jobby. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you are.
Yep. There you go.
He does Gumbler.
I'm sure that.
Hashtag name origins. Yeah.
That has to be at a point where it gets stressful. You get anxiety about deadlines.
Oh, for
you
sure.
You get depression from working so much on this thing that started off as a passion. Like, there's a lot of levels and layers, like a fucking onion, Shrek.
Yeah, I don't believe in onions, actually.
You know, there's just apples
Look, you bite into an onion, you bite into an apple.
Spicy apples.
It's a
spicy apple, man.
Yeah, you know?
You chop up some spicy apples, makes you cry because it's so spicy.
Mm-hmm.
I think the big, the conversation shift should be we've done, what a lot of other content creators in our space, not just, outside of this, but in our space.
Oh, yeah, we're zooming in now.
Through books, videos, just something on Instagram talking about your experience with Gumpla should be the priority. It should be less about Gumpla can cure this or, building scale models does this to you as a fact. It should be I struggled with this and here's how the hobby helped me.
Yep.
But I'm also, seeing a therapist.
Yeah,
doing this. Doing because that second part of the conversation is super important and no one does that. But there's people that do it, but I'm saying a wide range.
It should be the go-to, but this is society. And society doesn't know what the fuck is going on.
A lot of society doesn't believe in therapy.
And that is a serious problem.
Or in medication.
My parents, for example, grew up in a type of, the environment where mental health wasn't really a thing.
Yeah.
Go outside, get some vitamin D or whatever. Or
take a salt tablet.
Right. Take a salt. lick the salt lick. That's what. My parents didn't have. It was a different time.
Take a salt tablet.
Yep. But if you don't believe in mental health or mental illness and you have these feelings, what is it? Is it demon possession? Like, I don't, maybe.
There are people that believe shit like that.
But that's just the thing. If the only way that you can improve your mental state is to do a hobby, that's great. You should do it. But like Joel said, you gotta do the real medicine as well. Like there's ways to help yourself.
There's a lot of steps.
Yeah.
It's a lot of self-reflection that needs to happen before you can sit down and really say, because like the other thing too is like, I get a lot of messages from people that are content creators or whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. And, they're like, oh, I'm dealing with this. This shit sucks.
We got those in our Discord too. We have an entire Discord board where we can discuss what we are currently dealing with.
Yeah, what's going on in your head. I think that should be like the normal kind of thing. Like, I'm not saying
you gotta make it part of the, it's gotta be normal to talk about your mental health.
Yeah.
You can talk about your physical health. Like, hey guys, I stubbed my toe or my knee fell off or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. What kind of problems do humans have?
I blew my knee off.
Yeah, there it is. Joel's knee just fucking exploded.
It fucking felt like it did.
It blew the fuck up. There were flames, shrapnel.
It's kind of like
his patella became a flying disc that decapitated four kittens.
Oh my God.
I think we talked about criticism, at this point years ago, but we talked about the giving and receiving of criticism in our hobby and how to give criticism, again, our suggestions of how we do it. If you see something that can be improved, but also from someone that's willing to take that criticism.
Just don't tear someone down just to tear them down.
Yep. I would love, and we've seen a lot of that change. There's a lot of other communities and I don't know what Chris called them on the, we just listened to their latest episode. Yep. It's fresh in my head. Not teams, but like little small communities. We'll just call it small communities.
It's sort of like cliques, really.
Cliques, but groups,
yeah,
whatever.
Kind of a...
Yeah. So you'll see a lot of those, and they're all really encouraging now because they're like, hey, you should change this, because they all know in their circle, everyone wants that criticism,
that's
right?
That's it. Yeah. Or at least if they don't want that criticism, they will find somewhere else. There is a place for you if you want it. There's a place for you if you don't want it.
Yeah.
We're starting to build a society around these hobbies.
I feel we're starting to see that with mental health in the hobby.
Ooh,
is
interesting.
That we have now separate, in a sense, quote, air quotation, cliques or groups, whatever you want to call it, that are coming together, not in a way of like, oh, I'll help you ascribe, I'll help you do this, but it's like, who do you see for a therapist, man? Like, you know, it's a
well,
lot of like
true,
mental health, like help questions. So I would love to see when someone's posting about going through depression or whatever the case is.
Yep.
And there's always, you know, comments of like, hey, you know, you got this, blah, blah, blah.
Those are nice, but
I would love to see like, what resources do you need? Where can I go? What did you do? Like, how did you get through it? Like, I would love to see that conversation, but that involves people being open.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to normalize that level of openness. Yeah.
Hey, I recognize this thing that you're going through.
Yeah.
With something that I did. So here's something that I used. Here's a tool.
That's good.
Here's
that's real good.
Here's an exercise or something.
Yeah.
Because I can make recommendations on tools to use for model kits all
day
freaking
long.
Day. But the thing that I'm really looking for is like, hey, if my brain just did this, how do I fix it? Or how do I start fixing it?
Well,
or, you know, whatever.
The dope thing about I use like Cerebral, which is online care counseling therapy. They give you tools to use when you're having an anxiety attack or a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
They give you those tools. So
and hell,
like
some of those tools might be build a model kit.
Yeah, sometimes
it's
they
a tool.
Sometimes
here we
they're
are.
Simple, just counting down your senses from 5 to 1 and like doing small stuff that you wouldn't think of doing. Salty gives me like advice and that shit all the time, especially with like physical therapy with like my knee and shit. Like there's a lot of resources that if we're all open,
that's the key.
That we can really that's when you start forming real like relationships and online friends and homies.
It's like
and
not
like
a community unless you have that kind of openness.
Yeah. I mean, you can get millions and millions and millions of people all together that build Gumpla, right? But you're only going to connect with the ones that you connect with. You can't force that shit.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, you can't force that connection because you think they do cool modeling and you want to be their best friend. It's more healthier to find the people that you can relate to. So that if you're having a fucking bad day, you can talk to them about
That's exactly it. And that is also one of my biggest issues about like the celebrity element of not only this hobby, but of any hobby.
All mediums.
You can be a fan of someone's work, but not want to reach out to them for help, you know?
It's
like there's like this weird separation between joining a community because you like that they do good work and you want to do good work like them and you want to get, you know, advice on how to do the hobby, but that kind of community might not be as helpful to you as one that's just a bunch of people who are like-minded and have the same goal to do hobby X just for fun. Not competitively necessarily, just for fun.
Or like, whatever reason. Yeah. It could be to build the coolest fucking hot dog bun. Like,
hey man, I made some good hot dog buns on my day.
You're right.
The trick is you put the butter on the bun and then you toast it on the grill.
See?
You got to get them char marks,
man. I wouldn't know that if I wasn't in the hot dog burger bun.
Welcome to our burger bun and trick nut emporium.
I like scooping out some of the bread from the bun so I can put more like condiments into it.
And here's what you got to do. You got to put the wavy Lay's and then the chipotle mayo. Boom, hot dog.
I'm going to make that for lunch.
Do it.
Boy. God damn.
Do that shit.
That's
I guarantee it will cure your depression.
Pockets, that's
Yep.
Pockets for chili.
But chili pockets.
I think what we're...
Chili pockets.
Like trying to get to with this is that if you're feeling depressed and shit like that...
If you feel like something's wrong in your brain in general.
Yeah.
Yep.
If like
seek
you're having overwhelming thoughts about things.
It could be anything. Yeah.
It could be anything.
Don't mistake
it. Ask for help.
That's one thing I learned with my anxiety is that it's not just oh, I'm going to fucking kill myself. Oh, I'm going to off myself. It's like, yeah, why? Not, oh, I fucking didn't lock the door. I didn't lock the door. I didn't lock the door. I didn't lock. That's not normal.
Yeah. If it's affecting your life, that's
you know,
a serious,
it's small things that you may think is normal. Then when you sit down and talk about
it, with it for so long,
it's a problem that you got to address.
Oh, that's a form of trauma that you're experiencing.
Exactly.
We do want to emphasize that, like, that is, it's not that it's not like, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just,
no,
this happens.
Everyone has
brains
trauma.
Do this.
Yeah.
But also, building a model kit's not going to cure that, man. Like, if your arm goes numb, you're not going to build a model kit and expect your arm to, like, you get to get feeling back. You know, one of your organs falls out, you're not going to be like, oh, I don't need that lung. That's fine.
I'll
just build a model kit.
You're not going
to
take a stapler and just put it back in. You got to.
It's just like, you can't address the
problem.
Yeah. Just be skeptical of any content that tells you that you can cure your mental illness using the easy mode X. Like, you can't.
We see it a lot with, like, drawing. I'm sure you see it, too, with illustrations and shit. It's honestly, a lot of, like, weird things out there.
Honestly, the way that I've curated my personal content is that anytime I see any art form on mental illness, it's a comic talking about mental illness.
Yep.
It's not like I did this to make myself happy.
Yep.
I did this because I needed to process it.
This is something that
there
happened.
It is, man.
You got to get it out. You got to process shit.
I haven't posted it yet, but I drew a comic recently about, like, my first panic attack, which was like 3 months ago in the middle of a store when I was getting groceries.
Sounds about right.
Yep. If they were convenient, they wouldn't be attacks.
Yeah.
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 I find it very funny that the one place that's convenient is where the most popular places to have
mental
crisis.
Yeah, that's why they call them convenience store. Wait, hold on. Nope.
Panic store.
Panics. Welcome to the panic store. Ah!
Jeez. I couldn't breathe.
Everything
was getting fuzzy around me. I was getting tunnel vision. So, like, I kind of parked in a corner and sat there and waited it out. And then I finished up and got home, and I was still shaking.
It was
wild.
Yeah, I've had those, but, like, you feel better. Do you feel better about the experience because now you've processed it in your way that you want to process it?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's more usually just talking about it.
Yeah,
is the best way to fucking just get it off.
Yeah,
get it off of you in a sense.
That's what you got to do. I mean, make it make sense.
Yeah,
but also make it make more sense than none.
Maybe it won't make sense. And honestly, I had no idea what was going on at the time. I just
waited it out.
And then when I got home and I told Anna about it, she was like, "Yo, you had a panic attack."
Yeah.
I thought I was blacking out when I had mine. I thought I got hit by something or some shit.
Well, frequently people think they're heart attacks. Sometimes they think they're having a stroke. It's because we understand these physiological things, because physiological things are part of popular culture. But people don't recognize the symptoms of a panic attack, which is maybe not fully physiological. It's psychosomatic as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I feel like kind of to pivot to a better direction here with the advent of social media, and not just social media, but like TikTok.
Yeah,
you know,
more
people are talking about their mental illness.
Yes,
it might be in a joking manner, but they're processing it, and other people are processing their own at the same
time.
Accurate.
That was just weird Facebook for me.
That
time of my life was
weird
literally
Facebook.
Well, no, to talk about that, and I can talk about it now. Because most of them work for like fucking Slim Jim or some shit. We had a private group that was literally a mental health group for content creators for weird Facebook.
I get you.
So there was dudes that were running big pages that I'm not going to name and larger meme pages now in there that we all had the understanding of we weren't there to be like, oh shit, you run this. Oh, you did this. Oh, you run this. We were there like, I can't fucking take this anymore.
Yep.
And like, what a resource, because like finding a therapist to talk to, and this is something I had to do, finding a therapist they can talk to about how your shit posting, you know, on Facebook or whatever led to this dude fucking getting like X amount of money for this page, cops showing up at this dude's house, cease and desist from this company.
What have you been doing, Joel? Jesus. Yes. The answer is yes, officer.
Yes, there's a Vice article you can read about our shenanigans and changing Facebook groups to funny gay pride groups.
I love that.
And taking them away from KKK members.
Oh, my God.
Like
I'm absolutely on board with that. Clearly. That's wonderful.
That's another topic that we need to do. Gatekeep.
Oh, gatekeeping.
Yeah, there just needs to be a little bit of it if you want to have a good time with all your friends. Yeah.
That's what we're here for, man.
Yeah.
We can do that. Yeah.
We'll talk about it next episode.
Yep. We'll make that episode. Yeah.
But that'll be processing really is a big part that I think everyone can. It's a good starting point.
Yeah.
Because one, you have to get to the point where you say, I need to process this event.
Yep.
If you're not getting to that point yet, then that's when the self-reflection and stuff needs to hit.
Because you got to know yourself well enough to know that you need to process.
And that's a very, very hard fucking thing to do. Like, to get yourself to pick up a phone or send an email and be like, how do I do therapy?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Don't be scared of it. Because, that's the one thing. I was terrified of that shit.
I mean, me too. Well, because I didn't know what to do.
That's okay, though.
Yeah,
it's okay.
That's normal.
Because, there's a lot of things you probably don't realize that you need to get to, but it's a scary thing to try and dig them up, you know?
Yeah.
Because you don't know what you're going to also find in
you don't know what kind
of terrifying.
Yeah, it's because if without the right tools to deal with them, it's easier just to avoid that stuff.
You're absolutely right. We got to talk more. We are talking more about it.
Yes.
But we need to talk more.
It needs to be a regular thing. Right. It's improving.
More in depth.
Yeah, that's more in depth.
Yeah.
Everyone knows, in a
healthy way.
That's it.
Yes.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, that's the other side of it. Well, I will say, as a fucking weird Facebook veteran, there was that part of making shit posting memes about fucking 9/11 and Dale Earnhardt.
Yep.
That seeing the joy from everyone else at that time, it gave me that cool. There's people that are benefiting from this.
Well, you're accomplishing. Shit. You feel like you're accomplishing something.
But when
you're
it gets worse
off the right
and
people,
worse,
you're making the laughs coming out of the right people.
That's it. Yeah. Yep. That's what it is.
But we definitely need to be having a more in-depth conversation and not just from us or other podcasts or whatever that is. I would love everyone to talk about it.
Yeah.
But I want to see more people, not just the same five of us going deeper and deeper.
Yeah, yeah.
I would love, and I'm going to put this out in the ether.
Oh boy.
I would love if there was just more podcasts in our hobby that were just honest conversations about how you're feeling and you're doing in the hobby.
Yeah.
I would listen to someone talk about that.
That'd be great.
We have us. Built Sideways podcast is a great one. What's the one with Scott Miniature Maniac? I always forget. Trapped Under Plastic.
Oh, Trapped Under Plastic.
They get into some personal shit once in a while. There's a lot of good areas in different mediums. Mm-hmm. But I would love for this medium just to kind of hit it more because we all care about this medium a lot.
It's just the right medium for it.
I don't know.
It's just sort of leisure. We can use this for good and not for evil by recommending that people really better themselves and not try to find these escapist silver bullets that aren't going to work in the long term, but might help a little bit and could be part of an effective treatment plan. But also, you can really get effective treatment.
I would love.
You just gotta.
If
go
we can
get
less hobby sponsors and more mental health
sponsors.
Wouldn't
that be nice? Yeah. Yes, that's what we're trying to do. Yeah.
It would be great to hear a bumper where somebody's
talk about Cerebral or some shit.
Yeah,
that's it.
Cerebral, hit me up, dog.
Does that work? Because Tony Hawk, if you are interested in mental health, you can please.
I forgot,
please,
we got a cease and assist.
Call us.
We can't.
Oh, I didn't get the cease and desist.
That's right. Brandon didn't get it.
No. Mine was the kids throwing the skateboard through the window. So, ha ha, in your
face.
That
was more of a...
It's more of a prank gone wrong. Prank gone right? Prank gone right.
Prank gone right.
Yeah,
right.
Regardless. Tony Hawk, if you were... You don't talk to them because of cease and desist, but you can hit me up. And if you want, we can talk about how hard it was to become the greatest skateboarder of all time. So just give me a heads up and we can build a model kit together and not expect that it will solve all of our problems. Eh?
Hey, while we're talking about this, how about Jack Black? Can we get Tenacious D as a sponsor too? Jack Black, if you're listening, or if anybody knows Jack Black that's listening, please get a hold of
us. I would love to hear his... They have the meats and also...
I never really eat it that much, but
I feel like I'd be pretty neutral.
Curly fries. Oh, yeah. They did a really
Yeah, that was cool.
They made us like fry boxes, man. That was neat.
Yeah, that was neat.
I did like that.
Depression's not neat.
No, it's not. I do want to say one more thing. I don't know if we're trying to wrap up just now, but... I have noticed. I didn't realize that it was so hard to find a therapist that you jive with.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so hard.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Go if you're in our Discord, just go through the mental health channel, because that's what everyone was complaining about. I had to go through like three.
I went through the whole thing about firing my first therapist, and it was just
I had no idea.
Yep.
Oh, I will say though, people for just those don't mesh.
But like, they're doing their job.
But
they're trying their best.
My wife even acknowledges how lucky she was that she found a therapist on her first try that she fits perfectly with. Like,
that's so cool.
It's amazing. She knows how lucky she is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but she is my number one advocate for therapy, and I also want to advocate for therapy for other people as well, because if you don't find a therapist on the first try, that's normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't
be
discouraged.
It's kind of like you're not supposed to find the right therapist on your first try. You got to meet multiple people, you know? And that's also why usually therapists' first sessions are just like getting to know you, your problems, trying to see if they can help you.
And
or trying
to
see
know
their
them.
Style. Yeah, yeah. Find out what their style looks like.
It's
a normal thing.
Man, my current one is dope because the first time we talked, it went over like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like, all right, fine, you don't have to pay for it. We were talking about like fucking like Wu-Tang or some shit. I was like, nice. All right, we're good. We're good. Great. I pick you. But picking and finding your therapist is also kind of the same way you should pick and find the people you interact with the community.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you don't mesh, you don't mesh. And we've seen what happens when.
Oh, geez. You
we
know,
try to mesh people that don't mesh.
Mm-hmm.
I
yep.
mean, if you follow me on Instagram, you've definitely seen
I
that
mean,
happening.
That's a way. It's just a compounding problem.
Yeah.
It starts bad. And then if people don't mesh, those people create friction, which then causes friction in other areas. And you just end up with this like collapsing house of cards that starts with one or two elements. That lead to destruction of the entire vibe of the community.
That's another thing. That's going to be part of the next episode. But
part of
mental
sure.
health is cutting out toxicity.
Yep.
It's not just. Yeah. It's not just.
It's that's boundaries, man.
Yeah,
you have to set your boundaries.
Hate that word.
Set boundaries.
I know people hate
boundaries
the word
or toxicity.
Toxic. They're like, toxic.
See, for me,
you're
I hate the word toxin because pseudoscientists use toxin to mean like, you can like, you know, like for me, I don't, you know, pray to the solar eclipse because of toxins. I'm trying to summon demons, which are real, but toxins aren't,
which are real. Yeah, they're not
fucking real, man.
You can block them out, but like it's kind of filtering that because like I'm sure if I started therapy at the time I started Gumpla, I wouldn't have had all the weird, crazy like just I mean myself and the whole entire fucking community that I interact with would have had to dealt with so many weird falling outs and internet wars and fucking
maybe you would have recognized
threats.
The flag sooner.
Exactly. Like, so I didn't know to end that relationship.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to pull out because I was like, oh, this person does cool shit. And then now going back and look at it, I'm like, nah, you're done. You're done. You're done.
Yeah, it's
you're
like,
done.
I don't care. You know, you want to have fun interacting with people, even if they make cool model kits.
You can
and
interact
they're a
with
shitty
them.
Person.
Just like their photo or something.
Right. That's it. Like
that's
a
all
photo.
You gotta do.
If they're a shitty person. They gotta go.
They gotta go, bro.
For your
they
mental health,
get out,
for your
man.
Community's
you,
mental health.
You know what?
They gotta go.
You put up that force field. You don't let that force field
that
down.
That fucking Gungan ball.
The Gungan. Yeah. I think that the Goombas.
Whatever it sounds like. The Boombas.
It was like
Goombas.
The Goombas. The Goombas.
I love the sound it made. The
yep.
Yeah.
Boink.
The sound artists on that movie, man. They made it made it worthwhile.
The podcast sounds alone.
10 out of 10.
Yeah. Oh,
we love
11,
pod, we love
11
pod
out of
4, here.
Really. Yeah, dude. Oh, I just found out that episode 1 Pod Racer also came out for the Dreamcast, so I'm stoked about that.
Oh, yeah. I got on PS4,
oh,
bro.
Oh, hell yeah.
And the second one's on there, too.
Did they remaster it? Like, is there...
No, there's a second game. It's like
God.
Ridge. It's like Extreme Racer or whatever.
All right, I'm in.
It's just like updated graphics and new
dude.
Track.
Dude. Yeah, I'm 100% in.
I got the first one on my Switch. That's the
Pod
Racer.
Cool.
Yeah. Shout out to Limited Run Games.
Limited Run Games.
They're here in North Carolina.
Hell
they make,
Republic Commando.
Games, baby.
They make all the crazy special edition like reissues and like new games and
that's
shit.
That's fantastic. I love that.
At the very least, their distribution center is in Apex.
They're making a store. They're like headquarters. Oh, cool. Yeah, I think it's going to be in Cary. Anyways, that's local news.
It is. Welcome to local news. Thanks for listening to our local news.
I love all the work you've done on River City Girls. Please hit me up.
I love River City Girls.
Dude, River City Girls is so good. I cannot wait to play 2 and 0.
I'm so stoked.
Oh, man.
Well, I think we're at a good stopping point with this.
We could go on for days.
We could go on for days.
We could either stop here or we could keep on talking for days. So, like,
the next one, Tino.
Hello.
You brought it up.
Uh-huh.
was not so much like, again, gatekeeping is very bad.
It's real bad.
When it's used the wrong way.
But
a personal gatekeep is just protecting your lawn
and
your
boundaries.
Head.
Like, boundaries and gatekeeping are different.
Yeah. It's about Gumpa boundaries.
Yeah.
That's the title of it.
Gunplounderies. No,
Gunplounderies?
No, we're going to keep on thinking about that one.
We'll think about it.
Plammeries. No, that
Plammo-berries.
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 I got it. Plammo-berries.
Plammo-berries. Tricks are for kids. Plammo-berries are for fucking us.
Plammo-berries. Gatekeeping is for kids.
Plammo-berries.
And your mental health.
And also your mental health.
And the government.
And birds.
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 Don't talk to birds.
Don't
talk to birds.
If a bird asks you where you live,
a man
walk briskly
with a
away.
Parrot on anywhere in his body, look like a little crust punk kid. You run. You go away.
If
you find an adult.
Find an adult.
Because that's
find
not
an adult,
an adult.
That is a
like an actual adult.
An actual adult.
Not
the
a government adult.
Not the
adult.
One that has a fucking 4K camera on his shoulder that's saying cute phrases at you, bud.
Is that what parrots are? They got high res?
Oh,
God, high res fucking parrots.
They're practically red
man.
Cameras.
They're like 20K.
No.
You know?
That's why
no.
they're so expensive.
Oh, jeez.
You pay that much for a bird?
I made a huge mistake in that case. I need to rethink some of the things
you gotta leave a window open at home? Let it fucking.
Yeah.
You gotta get that camera.
When they fly out, they're actually dumping their hard drive.
Yeah, you got.
That's what they're dumping.
Yeah, they got
all over my car.
All over the car.
Oh,
yeah. And then they come back like in a week later. You're like, "Where the fuck did you go?" And they're just like speaking another language or something.
They're just speaking
because it's a new model.
It's a new model. Yeah, they went and they got tuned up or whatever, and it's like, oh, so
Tino, get us the fuck out of here. Okay. We're gonna talk about Plammo blueberries and Burberry.
That's the plan
next week, month or whatever.
Thank you, everybody, so much for listening to this episode of the Cutting Mat Podcast. I feel like it was a very enlightening episode. And
it was good.
I feel enlightened.
I would like to reiterate. We are not experts.
Nope.
Our advice should not be taken seriously, except if you think you need help, go find help.
I mean,
or
that's the advice
only
that we're
advice
giving you.
That we can give you that you need to take to heart.
Or if you need resources, or where to look for resources, you can approach us.
We can make
us
suggestions.
And we'll gladly give you all the resources that we have.
Also, don't expect that any hobby is going to be a silver bullet to solve your mental health problems.
No.
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 You need
no.
actual therapy.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't
can we
professional advice, I should say.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you may not need therapy.
Yeah.
True.
Professional
true.
Advice.
Very true.
Truth.
Okay.
Truth.
Where was I? Thank you everybody so much for listening to
you were
podcast. I'm Tino, your sign in sign off boy, also known as Big V Roman all over the internet. I do graphics and I draw cartoons and stuff. And
that's
this
accurate.
Guy right here is Brandon.
I am Brandon. I do mecha genre. I build model kits of robots. And also I am on a podcast called the Cutting Mat Podcast, which has a Patreon that
Hell
you
yeah.
should sign up for. You can get stickers and t-shirts and things. And also we have a Discord.
We're changing a lot of the Patreon layout.
That's why you should join. The layout is going to be fresh.
Fresh and then
frosh
also new tiers
frosh.
And
yep.
new, orders going out schedule.
Yep. But the Discord remains.
Yes.
So Discord you will still get access
Discord
to the
remains.
Discord.
We're going to do some flow tomorrow.
We keep that one. That's a tight butthole Discord on that one.
Very tight butthole.
Yeah, we keep
very
that tight,
tight
butthole,
butthole,
man. If if you like a good tight butthole Discord, you got to join up on that Discord.
It's a good butthole, but it's a very tight butthole.
It's a tight butthole, man.
Yeah.
Yep. We keep it tight butthole in there.
Yeah. We always keep it tight.
We do.
Joel, please.
Oh, yeah. I'm
Who?
Joel. I go
Joel,
online
please.
By a lot of different things.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
I paint toys and I paint robots and I take pictures of stuff and make little beep bop boop beats.
He does. I've seen
it. Yeah, you can look up all the shit on the internet. Just Google True Gumpa and I'm there you go. Fucking Tino, get us out of here. Hit the fucking the goddamn pod racer thing. Bye. 9/11 was a bad time for everyone. I'm just gonna say it.
Everybody's thinking it. I'm gonna say it. I'm just gonna throw it out there.
We still have not collectively recovered from that trauma.
We have not.
That's gonna be a good segue into. I've never watched Skins in my life.
Me neither. Nope.
I have no idea what that is.
Okay. Well, it is a fucking horrid American or UK teenage drama.
Oh dear God.
That's based in 2007 when I was in high school. And it is wild. Right. They're like doing drugs. They're killing people. They're fucking each other. And then, okay, I'll get into it because it connects with 9/11.
Oh, boy.
So go ahead and do the fancy. Do the fancy intro.
I'm doing it. Are you getting
recording?
I recorded that whole entire thing.
Wonderful. Okay. All right, here we go.